The Treasury sold $743 billion this week, and the 30-year yield hit 5.06%. The U.S. Treasury auctioned $743 billion in securities this week, pushing the 30-year yield to 5.06%. When the government sells this much debt in a short window, buyers demand higher yields, and those higher yields ripple into mortgage rates, car loans, and long-term savings. The simple version. The U.S. Treasury sold $743 billion in securities this week, and the 30-year yield climbed to 5.06%. If you carry a mortgage, are shopping for one, or hold long-term bonds in a retirement account, that number matters directly to you. When the government needs to borrow, it auctions bonds. More supply of bonds means buyers can demand a higher return before they agree to lend. That higher return shows up as a higher yield. The 30-year yield sits at the far end of that chain, and it is the benchmark rate that influences 30-year fixed mortgage pricing, corporate borrowing costs, and pension fund math. A yield at 5.06% is not a routine fluctuation. It reflects three forces. The numbers. $743 billion in Treasury securities sold in this week's auction window, U.S. Treasury. July 2026, Treasury.gov. 30-year Treasury yield. 5.06% as of July 8, 2026 Fred Series DGS 30, Fred SD Lewis Torg / Series / DGS 30. 10-year Treasury yield, 4.56% as of July 8, 2026 Fred Series DGS 10, Fred SD Lewis Torg / Series / DGS 10. 30-year fixed mortgage rate, 6.43% as of the week ending July 2, 2026 Freddie Mac PMMS Fredimac.com. CPI inflation year over year. 4.2% as of May 2026 BLS CPI release, BLS.gov. Federal funds target rate. 3.50 to 3.75%, held at the April 29, 2026 FOMC meeting Federal Reserve, Federal Reserve.gov. Why Treasury supply, inflation, and Fed policy stack up to push long yields higher. The U.S. government does not fund itself in one annual sale. It runs a constant auction calendar, issuing bills short-term, notes medium-term, and bonds long-term every week. When the auction volume is large, dealers and institutional buyers absorb more paper than usual. To do that, they require a price concession, which in bond terms means a higher yield. A $743 billion week is large even by recent standards, and the inflation compounds this. Lenders who commit capital for 30 years need to be compensated for the purchasing power they might lose over that period. With CPI running at 4.2% year over year as of May 2026, a buyer who accepts a 5.06% 30-year yield is earning a real return of roughly 0.86 percentage points before taxes. That is thin. Buyers know it, so yields stay elevated. And Federal Reserve's posture is the third leg. The Fed controls the short end of the yield curve directly through the federal funds rate, currently held at 3.50 to 3.75%. It does not control the 30-year yield. That is set by the market. But when the Fed signals it is not in a hurry to cut rates further, investors conclude that inflation will stay higher for longer, which means they demand more compensation for long-term lending. These three forces, supply, inflation, and Fed posture, are not additive in a tidy formula. They interact. Heavy supply on a week when inflation prints hot and the Fed is quiet about future cuts is worse than heavy supply in a week when the opposite is true. This week was the former, and the 5.06% print reflects it. The real cost lends on a $400,000 30-year fixed mortgage. Mortgage rates are not the same as Treasury yields, but they move in the same direction. The 30-year fixed sits at 6.43% today. To show what the 30-year yield environment costs a real borrower, compare the monthly payment on a $400,000 loan at the current rate versus what the same loan cost 2 years ago when the 30-year yield was meaningfully lower. Loan amount, $400,000, 30-year fixed. At 6.43% current, Freddie Mac PMMS July 2026, monthly principal and interest of approximately $2,508. At 4.50%, a rate available in early 2022, when the 30-year yield was below 3%, Fred DGS 30, monthly principal and interest of approximately $2,027. Difference, $481 per month, or $5,772 per year, or $173,160 over the life of the loan before accounting for refinancing. That $173,000 gap is not money lost to a bad decision. It is the direct cost of borrowing in a high-yield environment rather than a low-yield one. A buyer who locked at 4.50% in 2022 and a buyer who locks at 6.43% today are buying the same house. One of them pays $173,000 more for the privilege of borrowing now instead of then. This is what long bond. The 30-year yield is not an abstract market number. It is the price the government pays to borrow long, and that price sets the floor under your mortgage, whether you signed last month or plan to sign next year. What this means? A 30-year yield at 5.06% signals that the bond market is not yet convinced the inflation and supply story is over. Until CPI trends back toward the Fed's 2% target and the Treasury's auction calendar lightens, buyers of long bonds will continue to demand a premium. That premium does not disappear from mortgage rates, corporate bond rates, or the discount rates pension funds use to calculate their obligations. For anyone between 45 and 65 thinking about retirement income, refinancing, or shifting a portfolio toward longer duration bonds, this environment makes the math harder. Higher long yields mean lower bond prices on existing holdings. They also mean new bonds finally pay something meaningful. Both facts are true at once, and which one matters more depends on whether you are a net seller or a net buyer of bonds at this point in your financial. What this is not a prediction of where the 30-year yield goes next week or next quarter. This is not advice on whether to buy a home, refinance a mortgage, or wait for rates to fall. This is not a recommendation to buy or sell treasury bonds, bond funds, or any other security. This is not a forecast of Federal Reserve rate decisions. This is not personalized financial guidance of any kind. Sources: U.S. Treasury Auction Announcements and Results, https://www.treasury.gov. Fred 30-Year Treasury Constant Maturity Rate DGS30, https://fredstlewisorg/series/DGS30. Fred 10-Year Treasury Constant Maturity Rate DGS10, https://fredstlewisorg/series/DGS10. Federal Reserve FOMC Statements and Press Releases, https://www.federalreserve.gov. BLS Consumer Price Index Release, https://www.bls.gov.